You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today, friends. Join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another day. It's going to be an awesome day in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for it. We ask for your blessings on all that we do. Lead us and guide us, Lord, as is written in your word, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, that these are sons of God. Lead us and guide us here now, Lord. We listen for your voice here today. We look for an opportunity to share you with others today. So we look and walk in expectation of what you're going to do today. In Jesus' name, amen. Here it is now on this Friday. And quickly on Friday, as I'm cutting into this old program here, Paul Esposito here with you, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. My sermon is entitled Paul's Thorn in the Flesh. One of my favorite topics, haven't looked at it in a while. Brand new sermon I just wrote yesterday. And I'm going to be speaking this at the Men's Fuel Group as well on Thursday afternoon, Thursday at Sonny's Barbecue in Vieira. But here this weekend, Island Community Church, this Sunday morning at 10:30. What is Paul's thorn in the flesh? What is it? How did he get it? Where did it come from? Who gave it to him? Should you pray for one to make you a stronger Christian? All that and more. The answer to that, no, don't do that. No matter what you do, you wouldn't want to do something like that. That's my sermon this weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30. Look at that podcast right here on the radio starting on Monday as well. In the meantime, we're going through Matthew chapter 24 and what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age. That's what we've been looking at in our last program. I certainly didn't make any friends here on the radio, but hey, not in this to make friends. I'm here with you to share the truth with you. That's what we're here for. At least you're going to hear it here for 13 or 14 minutes here every day as you tune into WGOD, because you're going to hear what God says about something. Now, God's saying here today that just like it was in the days of Noah is how you'll recognize my return is near. But also, when you go to the Gospel of Luke in chapter 17, he adds this little bit of information that's not in the other Gospels either. He says, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be at his return. And those are some of the signs to look for. What characterized the days of Noah? And that was just a flagrant and flippant disregard for what was going on around him. As the Lord says, people were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, and they did not know, he said, until the flood came and took them all away. It says in Luke, until the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, in the days of Lot, until they also were destroyed. What characterized the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality. When homosexuals had taken over a town, this is what characterized, and interesting, if you go back and look in Genesis chapter 19, you'll see that not only the old, but the young were infected. They were infected as well with this spirit. And That's what we looked at in our last program. I encourage you to go to my website, look for it on there, WGODradio.com. Here today, I want to pick it up from there. More signs of how you'll know the Lord Jesus' return is near. Verse 37, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Mark 13, 32 adds, not even the Son knows. Now that was as a flesh and blood man here. When he laid aside certain privileges as God and lived a life here, and he was hungry and thirsty and tired, and he bled and he died, the man had certain limitations. Not as God. As God, he knows everything. He is God. So that's how he can say that and still be God, is he laid aside certain privileges. He emptied himself. You can read more about that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, as we read about what's called the kenosis, that is to empty himself. The King James says he made himself of no reputation. That Greek word means to empty oneself. He set aside some privileges that he had as God in order to take on human form. As it says, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Okay, let's move on here. But as the days of Noah were, I'm reading this from my Bible translation, the EMTV. But just as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For just as they were in the days before the flood, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they didn't know a thing, until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now let's pick it up on these next couple verses where I want to focus. Verse 40, we're in Matthew 24, 40. I want to focus on two words here today, the word taken and the word left. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Now, I want to share with you what these words mean, the words taken and left. The word for taken is the word para lambano. Lambano means to receive. The word para means alongside of or nearby. The word means to receive near. One other place you'll find that word in the Bible, and that is in John chapter 14, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would tell you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself. That's the word paralambano, to receive near. I will receive you unto myself. So, you got to understand what these words mean in the original language. When it says one will be taken, in Greek that means one will be received near or received alongside of. And that's the only place you're going to find that word paralambano. Next word is the word left. Greek word is aphiemi. Again, let me read the verse. Verses Matthew 24, 40 and 41. Then two will be in a field. One will be paralambano. One will be received near, that is. The other will be left. Greek word aphiemi, that word means, it means to be left behind. It's the Greek word for a divorce. And the word means to be abandoned. That's what these words mean here. Two will be in a field. One will be received near. The other will be left behind. Abandoned. Left. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be receive near. That is where I am. There you may be also. This is talking, after all of this This is talk. This is the Lord's promise that he's coming back again. And he's coming back again to receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be. Now, here that is in the Gospel of Matthew. Two will be in the field. One will be taken. The other will be abandoned. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken. The other's got a divorce coming. Left behind. Then he says this, watch therefore, watch. He's going to say this twice. Right after the parable of the 10 virgins, he says the very same thing again. Watch therefore. But here now, we got two grinding at the mill. One's going to be received near. One's going to be received to where I am. The other is going to be left behind. Watch therefore, for you do not know in what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and he would not allow his house to be broken into. For this reason, that is, you don't know when this is going to happen. For this reason, you also must be ready. For at an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. What a warning that is. This is such a dire warning not to miss this. This is why I say, with any knowledge that I have of the Bible, I believe, and I've heard others say this, I've heard other pre-tribulation people like David Jeremiah say this. He has said this many times. We disagree on the rapture, but David Jeremiah says this as well as I do. Friend, if you miss this, you're lost and you will not get another chance. If you know of Jesus Christ, and if you willingly say no to him here in the here and now today, and he comes back, and if this happens, where he comes back so that where he is, there you may be also, and if you're not included in that, friend, you are lost, and you will not get another chance. This is why he says today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, but receive him today while it's still called today. Is the Lord tugging on your heart today? Is he leading you to stop running away from him and to receive him today? Friend, you don't know if you're going to get home today. Stop running. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So this is some more signs we see that will be going on. Two people will be in the field. One's going to be taken. One's going to be abandoned. Two will be grinding at the mill. One's going to be taken. One's going to be left behind or divorced, separated. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. I want you to see the urgency that Jesus is placing on not missing this. He is utmost urgent that you do not miss this happening, and that you will be included in those that are taken, not in those that are left. Well, it looks like we're out of time here. What a fascinating study this is. We'll pick it up again. Matter of fact, we'll pick it up again tomorrow right here. We'll pick it up right here and go through the rest of chapter 24. Maybe we'll even get to the parable of the 10 virgins. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.